At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday. It's a meat Friday at that, but we're not having meat today. It's Good Friday, and that means we're having simple glazed salmon fillets and cilantro lime rice. Nice. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Welcome to the program. It is busy today. The commissioner of the NBA is going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes from now. Got a couple of topics for him. Expansion. Is there a chance Seattle, Las Vegas could be getting franchises sometime soon? I think Seattle's mayor talked about sources saying that maybe they were closer than a lot of people think of Seattle getting the NBA back in town. So we'll talk to the commissioner about that. And also the incentive. We're incentivizing players to play more games. And I got a couple of suggestions for him. Also, do we just do away with carrying the ball, palming the ball? I got to ask him that question. Because it feels like when you watch a game now, everybody carries the ball, palms the ball. I just know growing up, that was a big deal. Not anymore. And John Stockton and Allen Iverson were probably the guys who ushered in a new era of how you handled the ball. Stockton always palmed it. And then Iverson did as well. But now it feels like everybody on all levels palming the basketball. Yes, Paul.
I do love that this bothers you so much.
It does bother me.
You talk about it off air.
I do. I do. It does bother me. The little things that bother me. Mel Kiper, draft expert. Is he going to tell Paulie good news that a quarterback or two could be selected through the first 13 picks? And the great actor John C. Reilly. He's in the HBO documentary. He portrays the former Laker owner, Dr. Jerry Buss. He, of course, was in Talladega Nights. He was in Boogie Nights. He was also in Step Brothers. A lot of great movies. So John C. Reilly a little bit later on. Hawks, Cavs tonight. Pelicans at the Clippers. Doesn't look like Zion is going to play in that game in Los Angeles. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. Make sure you check out the store. Go to danpatrick.com. We're celebrating some of the greatest dynasties. That's dynasties we've ever seen. You can go to the store. It's barbecue season. The Traeger's fired up today. The recipe you can get from Traeger, what we're serving today. Check out the new 2022 Timberline models, Traeger provisions, new sauces like Show Me the Honey at Traeger.com/DP Show.
Show me the honey.
Show me the honey. And use the promo code DP Show to get free shipping. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. The NFL, we know nothing is guaranteed. Football, violent sport, the owners and teams notoriously cutthroat with their rosters. There's no loyalty. The league's about what you've done for your team lately. And if you have a down year or you get injured, that mindset could lead to teams pivoting in a different direction. And case in point, Baker Mayfield. The Browns looked to give him an extension last offseason, but then he bet on himself and he got hurt. He continued to play, and he hurt that possibility of getting that long-term contract. Now, he would still be their quarterback if the Browns didn't up the ante to get Deshaun Watson. They gave Deshaun Watson an offer he couldn't refuse. That's basically it, because the reports were Deshaun Watson didn't want to go to Cleveland, didn't want to play in that weather, and then all of a sudden they said, how about we just guarantee everything, and that's it. And then Baker Mayfield's like, wait a minute, that's my money. Well, it's not. So he's currently without a long-term deal and a starting job. And then you have Kyler Murray's situation. Tom Pelissero, the great insider for the NFL Network, tweeted out this morning, the Cardinals have said they want to extend Kyler Murray eventually. And Murray said recently, I'm not really too worried about my future as a Cardinal. But with 2 weeks until the draft, no negotiations, other teams are watching, a situation to monitor, Tom Pelissero said. He goes on to say, Cardinals have yet to make a contract offer to Kyler Murray, whose agent informed the team weeks ago he was pulling his opening proposal off the table, per sources. Other teams are monitoring closely. Arizona insists Kyler Murray won't be traded. The Cardinals are not known for paying. If you're going to eventually pay Kyler Murray, if you think he is your franchise quarterback, then pay him. I would want to wait a year. I would say to the agent, let's wait a year. Now, if you're the agent, then do you say, well, the price is going up? Just so you know, if you wait a year, the price is going up. He's going to bet on himself. I don't like when a player or an agent goes, hey, if you don't pay him, he wants to be traded. Okay. Or he's going to sit out. I don't like that kind of angle, proposal, leverage, demand. But Arizona with Kyler Murray, I've seen glimpses of greatness. I haven't seen consistent greatness. Are you going to pay him $45 million a year? And they probably will. But just the fact that Tom Pelissero said, teams are monitoring this situation here. And as we lead up to the draft, that's where you could have somebody say, just checking back in, you guys interested in trading Kyler Murray? And it feels like, you know, Russell Wilson got traded. I don't think anything is off the table. Feels like everybody's in play. When you start to look at what's happened, you can't say, well, that'll never happen. I mean, look at the 25 things that happened in the month of March. Then there's another story, and it didn't get a lot of run. Ben Volen, who covers the Patriots for the Boston Globe. So here's the headline. And I thought, I'm wondering why these shows didn't jump on this, because it has Brady. That's usually clickbait. A secret plan, a bombshell lawsuit, and a soccer match inside Tom Brady's unretirement. I'm all in. Click. I'm on. I'm reading. And, you know, we wondered why Tom Brady went to the soccer match in London. And this was a couple of weeks ago. And he was going to meet with the Glazer family. They own Manchester United. And I thought, I wonder if he's asking for permission to go to the San Francisco 49ers. Well, as it turns out, he was going there, I think, to kind of kiss the ring of the Glazers to say, hey, I was trying to go to the Miami Dolphins. They were going to hire me as a minority owner. Then I was going to come out of retirement. And then we were going to get Sean Payton as my head coach. And then the Brian Flores lawsuit dropped. And Brady, I think, realized that's not going to happen now. And so he went to London to say whatever he said. Hey, I'm going to come back. But if I'm going to come back, I don't want Bruce Arians to be the head coach. And then the next day, Brady announced that he was coming back. I don't know how much of this is true, but I hope all of it is. I mean, Ben is a great reporter. It's in the Boston Globe. And, you know, Mike Florio has been all over this story for a while. That, you know, the possibility. And I was told that Brady wanted to, or Giselle wanted Tom to sign with Miami when he left New England. And then he went to Tampa. Now, all of a sudden, you can go to Miami, keep mom happy. You get part ownership. I can come out of retirement after Tampa gets, you know, because Tampa then might have looked at Baker Mayfield. Well, then they got their quarterback. Hey, I'm thinking about coming back. And then you get compensation from the Miami Dolphins. And then look at what the Dolphins have done. You got two really good wide receivers. You just paid. I mean, imagine if you're Tom Brady, you're going, oh, my God. I could have minority ownership. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. Oh, this is nirvana. I could play another 5 years here. But because of the Brian Flores discrimination lawsuit, then it put everything on hold. And then there was, you know, the tampering story. Remember the story where Brady was going to go to the yacht of Stephen Ross? And keep in mind, Stephen Ross, big donor to the University of Michigan. And guess who went to the University of Michigan? Tom Brady. So Brian Flores was going to go to the yacht. Brady, well, a legendary quarterback was on the yacht with the owner, Stephen Ross. And Brian Flores says, I can't do that. It's tampering. And so he never met with Tom Brady. But, I mean, I'm fascinated by this. Just because, and here's the other thing I love. Here's my favorite part of all of it. Brady, of course, famously didn't acknowledge the Patriots when he retired. And the reason being, because he knew he was going to face them twice a year as a Miami Dolphin. I hope the story's true. I hope. Oh, it's awesome. Awesome. The NFL, undefeated. All righty. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock. You can download the app, watch for free, and those listening on iHeart radio stations, Fox Sports Radio, and the other great radio affiliates around the country. The draft in 13 days, and I'm really curious about what Green Bay is going to do, because if you're going to sign Sammy Watkins as your big offseason move, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I would be breaking down film right now. Hey, you want us to take one or two wide receivers in the first round? Come on in. Let's do this together. You know? And then you see somebody you like, we'll see if we can get him. And I think Mel has them taking two wide receivers in the first round. But it's tough. You know, we've seen it's feast or famine with these rookie wide receivers, because you'll get some that come in and they're like, man, they're great right away. You know, we saw that in Cincinnati. Justin Jefferson, we saw that. You know, occasionally you get that wide receiver who comes in and you're like, wow, he plays like a veteran here. Ja'Marr Chase was wonderful. But if you're like, why would you have Aaron Rodgers come back and pay him all that money if you're not going to have weapons? And you lost Devontae Adams. You lost Valdez Scantling. Now what are you going to do? Just say, Aaron, we paid you all that money. Go out and make some magic again. Feels like they're going to be diving into something here as far as, you know, rookie wide receivers. Who's their go-to wide receiver right now? Alan Lazard. And he's good, and he's probably going to, you know, have 80 catches. But if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're coming back to Green Bay. Yeah, you got paid, but who are you throwing the ball to? And how long is that going to take before it bubbles over? And you're like, man, got no weapons. You imagine if they went through the first round and they didn't take a wide receiver? Woo! That wouldn't go over well. All right, Seton, poll question today. What are you sitting on?
Boy, am I sitting on a lot today, Dan.
Oh. Okay.
Todd Fritz, this is very exciting. He's submitted no fewer than 5 poll questions already today. We're 13 minutes into the show.
Okay. This is Friday, Fritzy. We got 3 guests. We got vacation coming up next week. Your wife is out of town. I mean, I want you to pace yourself today.
I was waiting for you to say it, but are any of them good? That was the line I was waiting
for.
Oh, no,
no. I mean,
he already knows the answer to that, Todd.
Yeah. All right. Do you have one? Then we'll take a break because the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, is going to join us.
Okay. The first of these 5, which sports story is it time to pass over? When is Ben Simmons going to play? Oh, Paulie's got something.
Yeah.
Fritzy never writes poll questions to be a poll question. He writes a poll question to do a snarky play on words.
I know. I can't.
They're faux.
I'll try to keep this as painless as possible.
No, I'm going to take a break.
Don't want to find out what storylines it's time to pass over?
I'm going to, religious humor today.
I know, but I have 5 of them. I can do the first one now. The others when we come back.
I know, but let me just take a break.
Then you're going to blow me off for Adam Silver. No. I know how this works.
Well, the commissioner, I got to get to him, and then we can get to your poll question. What, Paul?
You're taking the L'Chaim road.
Oh, okay,
there you go.
Okay.
The L'Chaim road. Boop, boop.
I think I did that right.
2 points.
Let's take a break.
L'Chaim.
I hope the commissioner's not listening.
I kind of hope he is. This is fun stuff.
Boop, boop,
he's got a personality.
Boop, boop. Let's take a break. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. I got my smoothie right here. What's left of my smoothie in my M-Drive cup. Supplements for driven guys who refuse to let age slow them down. M-Drive has a supplement for every guy, no matter where you are in life. I need a lot of energy to keep up with Friday Fritzy. There's M-Drive Lean, first of its kind protein powder. You can actually use it, and it helps you lose weight. M-Drive Lean, backed by science, contains a clinically tested blood orange extract that supports reduction in weight, waist size, and body mass. Quick, easy addition to your daily routine, and it tastes way better than most protein powders. Find M-Drive Lean at mdrivedan.com. You'll get 20% off your first order. You got to make sure you use the promo code DAN. And if you're not happy after 60 days, you'll get your money back. You'll get it guaranteed. You got to take care of yourself. You got to stay active. As we get older, it gets tougher. Make sure you go to mdrivedan.com, 20% off your first order. Promo code DAN. Money back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. Use the promo code DAN. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. you know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack
you,
one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We'll settle on a poll question today. Stat of the day or stats of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. You got basketball coming up tonight. Hawks at the Cavs, Pelicans at the Clippers as we bring in the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver. Commissioner, how are you this morning?
Hey, Dan, I'm great. How are you?
What game are you going to tonight?
Just watching on TV tonight.
I was wondering if where you went to school, how that affected you as far as wanting to do this job or being involved in the NBA. Because you go to Duke and then the University of Chicago. Duke in the early 80s and then Chicago, University of Chicago when Michael Jordan gets to town. How much of an impact did that have on you wanting to do this?
It's such an interesting question. Duke had a huge impact on me wanting to do this. I'd say when I went down to Duke, I grew up in New York. I was a Knicks fan growing up, but I wasn't a huge college basketball fan. And then when I got to Duke, it was Coach K's first year in 1980. And at least then, I mean, the good and bad news was the teams weren't great. You didn't have to sleep outside and paint your face to go to a game. So it suited me well. But I really fell in love with the program there. And then you're exactly right. Then I went to University of Chicago Law School. Michael had come a few years earlier. I think I got there in 85, so right around the same time Michael came. And again, same thing, you know, Michael was a phenom, but they weren't winning in those early years. You could just go to the old Bulls Stadium, you know, 10 minutes before the game, buy a ticket and go. So used to go with my law school friends. And so, and that, I remember early days there, the Bulls, you thought you were experiencing something pre-internet, everything else that no one else sort of understood. Like you felt like you were in this special club watching Michael Jordan and those teams. So, you know, and even then I'll say though, when I then finished law school, worked for a judge, worked at a law firm in New York, it never occurred to me that I'd have a career in sports.
But then you went to NBA Entertainment?
So what happened was I had been practicing law for a couple of years, and David Stern had worked at the same law firm my father had worked at. I didn't know him, and I wrote him a letter, not thinking I would work at the NBA, but asking for advice on how to transition from being a lawyer into doing something else. I was actually most interested in media. One of the clients of our law firm was HBO, and I was spending a lot of time working on media cases. And David ended up meeting with me, pre-email, old-fashioned letter, saying, "Dear Commissioner Stern," I ended up meeting with him a month or so later. He gave me some advice, and then several months after that, his assistant called me and said, "If you have time, he'd like to see you." I said, "Of course," and I didn't understand what he had in mind when we first met, but as it turned out, he wanted to hire an assistant. So that was my first job as the special assistant to the commissioner, and that was 1992.
How many days in before he yelled at you?
Half
a day. I was there one time he wanted to meet, and he was in another part of his office, and I heard him yelling, like at the top of his lungs. And I'm sitting there, and I'm going, oh, my God, I'm in trouble. He came out, and he would go, those bleeping contractors. He goes, I'm trying to get work done at my house. He goes, hey, Patrick, how are you? I'm going, oh, my God. Like, he just snapped right into just being a normal, regular guy.
No one was immune from it. I think he would have made it about 15 minutes in, with a modern HR department these days. But he was equal opportunity, whether it was his contractor or an NBA owner. That's who he was. I mean, he brought a lot of passion to everything. I miss him every day. But it was a different time, you know, than CEOs, commissioners. I mean, it was a full frontal assault being yelled at by David. It literally, like, physically, he wasn't that big a guy, but he was broad-shouldered, and it would knock you back when he would yell.
Were you involved in The Last Dance, the Jordan documentary?
I was very involved. In fact, I was the president of NBA Entertainment during Michael's last season on the Bulls, when we went to first Jerry Reinsdorf and then Phil Jackson to get permission to do that. And then I was the one sent to convince Michael what our agreement was at the time. And we knew each other well, because I was head of NBA Entertainment, was let's, on a handshake, agree to allow us to be a fly on the wall. And I'll commit to you that this footage, in those days it was film, and you know NBA Entertainment out in Secaucus, we'll physically keep it in a different place in our library, and we'll never use it unless we jointly agree we can do something with it. And so then he retired. He came back at one point. We had many conversations over the years with different potential directors, and he never quite warmed up to making it. And then, you know, whenever that was, 5 years ago or so, that some of his longtime colleagues, Curtis Polk, SD Portnoy, others, went to him and said, it's time. There's a generation out there who understand you as a brand, and you have shoes and, you know, the Jordan brand and all that, but never understood who you were and what you brought to the game. And I think that moved him. And ultimately, we went out, hired a new director. It was sort of joint production with a group. And obviously then ESPN, in the middle of the pandemic, you know, accelerated it, recognized there was an opportunity. Then it went to Netflix. But, it was a fascinating process over many years to make that documentary. And by the way, Dan, when we made it, there was no one had suggested a documentary back then or presentation was more than 2 hours. You know, it's unheard, right? You followed someone for a year, but like a documentary, and the only real outlets back then, it was HBO, you know, maybe some sort of film festival or something for a documentary. Maybe it would go to home video, but it was a 2 hour, essentially maybe 2.5 hour presentation. And it wasn't until years and years later that people had this sense that you could do multi-parts, 10 hours, 12 hours, whatever else. I mean, nobody, as you know, thought in those terms back then.
But I'm a conspiracy theorist here. It felt like the timing of this, LeBron had just won another championship, and it felt like, let's, and you know how competitive Jordan is, let's remind everybody of why I'm the greatest of all time, and it comes out at the time that LeBron wins a championship. So let me present that storyline to you, Commissioner.
I don't think Michael is immune from hearing about other potential goats out there. It was never said directly, but I think there has to be a part of him that, as he's watching the game today and the way he approached it, the way he approached, you know, every minute of every game, the number of minutes he played. He had seasons where he averaged over 40 minutes. You know, I remember in those days, you know, again, because I was at NBA Entertainment and doing the television stuff, that he felt an obligation to play every game.
Yeah.
I mean, he knew, not just for a television audience, but he knew, and every time he played, there were families, there were others who had saved their money, potentially scalped a ticket in those days, as they called it, to see Michael Jordan play. And I think he personally felt that it weighed heavily on him. Maybe there were even times he played that maybe doctors didn't want him to play. But it, as you know, it was a different time.
But, you know, I look at Zion Williamson this year. Let's go back to Michael's second year where he breaks his foot. He wouldn't play in today's NBA, right? The Celtics series, which I think was the coming out party for Michael Jordan, was that series in the Garden when he put up 63. That wouldn't have happened. And I know that you know, we're trying to incentivize and what do you do to get players to play more games. And Mike would have been held out probably the whole season, I'm going to imagine, in today's NBA.
I think that's right. I mean, and I'll just say you got to find the right balance because there's also players, former great players who you and I both know who are somewhat hobbled today because maybe they played at times they shouldn't have. So, you know, I think your word incentives is the right one because I think there are situations today where even aside from injuries where, you know, load management, as they call it these days, we're perfectly healthy players. Somebody at a team can tell you on November 15th that on January 19th, this player will not be playing in this game because our program suggests that would not be good for his health. And I think that it's more of an art than people acknowledge sometimes. There's the suggestion it's pure science and we know will reduce injuries by a player not playing in that game. Now, of course, if you play in fewer games, maybe decreases the likelihood that you'll get injured, but it's the right balance because players understand it's a business too. They're entertainers. Yes, people who are rooting for that team want that team to optimize that player on the floor and not overdo it. But at the same time, these guys are paid an enormous amount of money to play this game. And it's a little out of skew right now. There's no question. And I think I mentioned it the other day when I was doing some media about what it is we need to do working with the Players Association to create greater incentives for guys to play a full complement of games, but not push to that point where, as maybe happened in the old days, where guys truly felt they needed to play through actual injuries and maybe shorten their careers.
Well, what about minimum games to be eligible for postseason honors?
I think that's a good idea. I think that's something we should look at. I think that would be a way to incentivize guys. I think there's an expectation that if you are going to be an MVP or whatever that award is.
Well, even first team, second team, third team, all NBA.
Yeah. Sure. I agree with you. I think it's a good suggestion. I think it's something we're going to be going into collective bargaining fairly soon. And my sense is it's something that in the aggregate, most players would think is a good idea too. I mean, the conversation we're having is not all that different than the one I have with individual players. I mean, I think they're fans of the game. They want to see guys on the floor. And in fairness to the players, in many cases, it's the teams. These load management programs are coming from our teams, not the players. So it's often a trainer who is saying to a player. And by the way, I've had this conversation with Michael Jordan, and you know, he thought at the time that he was more likely to get injured if he sat out a game. Like he thought like if he got out of his rhythm, that might lead to an injury. So while he felt that obligation to the fans, and what was different too in those days, there were games, and every game didn't get the scrutiny it got now, but maybe it was a game that certainly wasn't on national television, less important competitively, but he would start. They may take him out. He'd start the third quarter. But for a fan who was there tuning in or in that arena, maybe their only chance to see Michael Jordan, he made sure that he was on the floor.
We're talking to the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver. We got games coming up tonight. You got the Hawks at the Cavaliers, Pelicans at the Clippers. All right, this is something I'm sure that you have not been addressed or have addressed or been bothered by, but it bothers me. Do we just decide now that you can't carry the basketball, palm the basketball in the NBA? Like, we've moved on that you're allowed to do that, Commissioner?
Interesting you should ask. So I've had this conversation with Monty McCutcheon, who's the head of officiating. And one, it's the players cover so much ground now. They're so skilled. It's a tough call to make, first of all. I think it may be that the rule needs to be changed because the way the rule is now written, is that you can't put your hand under the ball, completely under the ball, or bring it to a pause. I think in some cases, if you really broke it down, the player's hand is actually on the side of the ball, not under the ball. And that crossover happens so quickly and there's no pause. I'm not sure if technically, I don't think palming is the word in our rule book, but I don't think, as you and I are describing it, that it's technically a violation. There's no doubt our officials miss it sometimes, but I know that plenty of fans, when I'm in the seats, will say to me, isn't that palming? They're going like this.
Yeah.
Now, our officials are looking for the pause,
yeah.
And they're looking to see. I think, you know, clearly if there's that so-called frozen moment, they should be calling it. But it is an area of attention for our officiating.
I know. It's the little things that bother me, Commissioner. What would expansion hinge on? I saw where Seattle's mayor talked about, you know, sources or Las Vegas is a possibility. What would be the time frame? What would hinge on expanding?
There's no clear sort of benchmark to get there. I part of it is that I think a sense of the governors, the old owners of the teams as to their view of when it makes sense to grow the enterprise. I mean, there's two core issues. One is the economics, of course, and that if you expand, the way I think of the league, the 30 teams, there are 30 shareholders, and you're really selling equity. If you just, let's say we were expand by an even number, then the extent you're growing, things get divided 1/32nd instead of 1/30th. And so then it's the time value of money. If you, whatever the values you get for that expansion team, what's the cost of that equity that you're selling and the value of it? So that's one way we look at it. I think the other is the competition on the floor. And what's interesting in this league is that even where, like another global sport, soccer, where there's multiple great leagues around the world, the Bundesliga, La Liga, the English Premier League, all top-notch leagues. In basketball, everyone would acknowledge there's one league at the top of the pyramid globally, and it's the NBA. Yet even with all the very best players in the world coming to this league, a game played by tens of millions of kids around the world, you still don't have the kind of competitive parity that we would like. You and I both know you could start the season and you could say there's a large group of teams that in all likelihood aren't going to win the championship. Or if you looked at a Vegas board or something, you'd see where the odds are. And if you expand, you're diluting talent even more. So that is a factor we look at. And I think it's in the part of the mindset of the existing teams, how that will work. Having said all that, I think enterprises naturally grow over time. And there's no doubt Seattle would be a great market. Las Vegas would be a great market. There's state-of-the-art arenas in both those communities. And so we'll look at it. It's interestingly, it's not on the front burner for our league right now. And also, we're going to go through a new collective bargaining negotiation. I also think there's a lot of uncertainty in the media world right now. All these new streaming platforms potentially interested in sports, so it's hard to set the right value. I think that's something we're going to monitor as well. So nothing will happen in the short or medium term, but we'll turn back to it at some point.
Great to catch up with you. Good luck in the postseason, and thanks for joining us as always.
Yeah, thank you, Dan.
That's the commissioner, Adam Silver. Yeah, I wondered about that. He was part of the Cameron Crazies before they were crazy because Coach K wasn't very good. Those teams, the first 3 years, then I think, you know, commissioner's final year there. Then all of a sudden, Duke got good. And then you go to Chicago, University of Chicago. You're there, Michael Jordan, before he becomes the brand, worldwide brand. And I remember working with Adam at NBA Entertainment. I'd see him quite often. But everybody's gotten yelled at by the commissioner. I have quite a few times. I think they're working on a documentary on Commissioner Stern, I'm being told. And I was contacted on would I like to be interviewed for the David Stern documentary.
Okay, let me write that down. Okay.
The palaver.
Oh, when he went palaver.
We had to look it up.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, man.
There was a point in time where you would have him on, and every time the commissioner came on, he'd drop. It was almost like word of the day.
Yeah.
The perspicacity.
Yes.
What?
He gave me two of those. palaver and perspicacity.
The palaver.
Yeah. He was unique, man. He was unique. All right, we'll take a break. Play of the day up next, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
God.
The play, of the day. This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
3-2 from Smith. Here it comes. And Machado swings, hits into the air. Deep down the left field line. This one's going to go. Fifth hit of the night for Manny is the biggest. A two-run homer, his first of the year. 9-0 San Diego in the seventh. And Manny Machado with just the second five-hit game of his big league career.
Also scored 4 runs, had 2 RBIs, 2 stolen bases, courtesy of the Padres Radio Network. That's your play of the day, brought to you by Traeger Wood-Fired Grills. Cook anything on a Traeger grill. I said to Tyler, I said, hey, what are we having for Meat Friday? And he said, well, we're having glazed salmon fillets and cilantro lime rice. I said, well, where'd you get the recipes? He goes, oh, it's on the Traeger website. And I said, is it easy? He goes, oh, yeah, step by step. Yes. Traeger Provisions, the 2022 Timberline models. Make sure you go to Traeger.com/DP Show. Use the promo code DP Show. Get free shipping. A couple of phone calls in here. Gary in Michigan. Hi, Gary. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. Good morning. Listen, I had to call in, not that you need my suggestions, but I asked the fellas in the back if you've submitted your videos yet for Emmy. And I think this interview that you just finished with Adam Silver would be a solid lock for you for a sports Emmy.
Oh, thank you.
You ask such good questions, and then you just sit there and be quiet and listen to this expert in basketball color in your questions. And it was just epic because I'm not an NBA fan. I wait for the playoffs and then watch. And this guy just was amazing treasure trove of information. And your questions, each one led him down a pathway that you demonstrated your depth of understanding of the NBA. And I just really think this could be the Emmy winner for you right here. This would be one of the five that you should submit.
Well, thank you, Gary. We've already submitted our tape for this year. That's where we got nominated, but we'll factor that in for next year. But I also think sometimes these commissioners, these players, these coaches, these managers, they get asked so many questions, and they're usually the same questions. And the approach has to be a little bit more thought out. And this is where the Danettes come in, because I use them as a sounding board. And sometimes I don't even tell them what I'm going to ask. They knew about the carrying the ball, palming the basketball, just because when I watch, I see it in college, everybody does it. And I would get called, that'd be a turnover when I was playing. So, you know, I'm looking for some, you know, basketball justice here. But also the other things that he probably wanted to be led to the, how do you incentivize these players to play? And my idea is you're not going to make first team, second team, third team, all NBA unless you play in a minimum number of games. And then he brought up Michael Jordan playing 40 minutes a game. He had notes there ready for that. But my point was, look, you can get a max contract. You can make more money because you're going to be first team, second team, or third team all NBA. And he knows that. And I think that's where he said, yes, you know, I think you're right with that. But having good topics there, approaching them in a different way, the fact he went to Duke right as Coach K got there, he was in Chicago when Michael Jordan got there, and how that had an impact on him, he probably hasn't spoken about that or been asked about it. Because a lot of times you don't ask the person you're talking to about the person. You're talking to the commissioner as he's the commissioner. And I think the backstory was really interesting. Gave up a law career to work in the NBA and work at the NBA Entertainment and be part of the, you know, the beginning stages, the embryonic stages of the Jordan documentary. And the fact that he didn't even know if it was going to come out. So 25 years ago, he's working on a documentary that he didn't even know was ever going to see the light of day. And then Jordan had to say, and he knows, and you could tell the commissioner when he said, no, Michael definitely released that at the time he did because LeBron had just won another title. Absolutely. Tyler in South Dakota. Hi, Tyler. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. You know, I'm sitting here, and it's a day off in South Dakota, and I was thinking that, you know, your DP Show listeners, if they really want to enjoy their day off and enjoy the show as usual, that I have a DP Show drinking game proposal.
Okay. Have you been drinking, Tyler?
You know, no, I have not, because okay. I'm home with all my kids, so
okay,
I have to be responsible.
Good.
Yep. So, like, every time Seton says, let's go, take a drink.
Okay.
Every time there's every time someone makes fun of Marvin's tiny hands, take a tiny shot. Every time Dan says, thank you, Todd, take a drink. if there's a dead dad joke, chug a beer.
All right. Well, thank you, Tyler. Gosh, if you had to take a drink every time I said, thanks, Todd, You're going to probably drink a six-pack during the show. Coming up next hour, Mel Kiper, draft expert, and Paulie is hoping. Mel thinks there's going to be a quarterback taken in the first 13 picks. John C. Riley, he portrays the former owner of the Lakers, Dr. Jerry Buss. And, you know, there's been controversy with this series on HBO. There's been a lot of pushback from the players who were part of the Lakers, whether it's Magic or Kareem, Jerry West, and how he's being portrayed in that series. So we'll talk to John C. Riley about that. He'll join us coming up in the final hour of the show. Hawks at the Cavaliers, Pelicans at the Clippers. Did we settle on a poll question? Fritzy, you had five of them for me.
Yes, we didn't get to them.
Okay,
just yet.
All right. I had other things to do.
I know. You're getting ready for Commissioner Silver.
Okay.
Which sports story is it time to pass over?
Yeah, okay.
When is Ben Simmons going to play? Did the Browns spend too much on Deshaun?
No. Just slow down. So you wanted to do the Passover joke.
And then there was suggestions. It's not a fill in the blank. I'm just reading suggestions.
Okay.
Did the Browns spend too much on Deshaun Watson? How many QBs will be taken in round one of the draft? Okay. Should Clayton Kershaw have been pulled in the middle of a perfect game? And matzah matter with Zion Williamson. Stop doing 360 dunks on camera.
Okay.
That was one of five.
We had one Jewish joke. Don't double down.
I got a non-Jewish joke. That's the second one. I want to make sure everyone's covered. Having a good Friday, question mark? You betcha. More like a miserable Friday. We shall see.
Okay.
About how good your Friday is.
No, I got it.
Okay, something more reasonable. Did the person who bought Tom Brady's final TD pass ball deserve a full refund?
I want to talk about that next hour. What are the options here?
The options are, of course, it's no longer his last TD ball. Tough crap, dude. Buyer beware would be your second choice.
All right.
Do you enjoy mock drafts with Mel Kiper Jr. coming up? Love them? Yuck. Can take them or leave them.
All right.
And the last one for Commissioner Silver or any commissioner out there, booing a commissioner is hilarious passé. The booing of the commissioner, passé.
Well, thank you, Todd. Take a drink.
I have a few topics too, but I can hold off.
Oh, God.
They're not polls, they're topics.
Oh, all right. No limerick today?
Not right now.
You know, no Passover limerick?
No, but if someone says Holy Moses, isn't that kind of redundant?
Mel Kiper, draft expert, coming up. Close out hour one with Stiefel, STIFEL. They've been doing it for over 130 years. Well, what have they been doing? Well, they've been helping you. Retirement's a big step when it comes to investing for retirement. Most people can't afford to make mistakes, and you don't have to do it alone. Stiefel Financial Advisors have helped clients like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. And if you're changing jobs or considering retirement, you got to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts. And that's just the start, because as a client, you have access to Stiefel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Stiefel.com. Find a Stiefel Financial Advisor, STIFEL.com. Stiefel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102. if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.